chafu wa meza, chafu wa meza. Tuko Nairobi tuna chafu meza, chafu wa meza, chafu wa meza. Chafu meza, I see you, let me cheat on kings in the building. Chafu meza, tuna chafu meza, tuna chafu meza.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another episode of the Chafu Meza Show. Yeah, today we have a special guest. My homeboy, we go all the way back, man.
You don't know, man.
Before I even say anything else, man, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, man.
Cause man, Kuches, man. You know, people go with me. You know, me, Kuches, bro, yo. You know, I'm over here. People, some people know me as a chef, you know. I cook, I do all my thing, you know what I'm saying? So, Kuches, Brayo, everything, you know, whatever you know me is, you know, that's what it is, man. I'm happy to be in this podcast, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you for coming through, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
man.
Brayo in the building for sure, man. We appreciate you, man. And just as I do every single time before I start my show, every single time, man, first thing first.
Yeah.
Shots, man.
Man, we take a shot.
Yeah, we do
man,
shots
you know,
before.
You know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. We take a shot, man.
As soon as it comes to my show before we do anything, man. Number one thing.
You already know. You already know, man.
Let's do this.
I love this, man, for sure.
All the way. Oh, my God.
No, it was this, man. A country, man. This is a country thing. It's a country thing, man. I think starting off with a shot, man, it's like more like, you know, let's introduce our society first before anything.
Before anything, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in a while, man. Welcome back to life.
Man, yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, now, you know, life teaches you a lot, man. You know what I came to realize is like, you know, when you're out there, you really experience life. And now it comes to you. So now when you express that, it's like, you really becoming a mature person, and then you know life gets into you, and then you know yeah. you just realize life it is.
Yeah.
So you know, like, it's just life just gets into you, and now you realize, like, you know, what is there, what is that, and then you become a better person in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, man. That's one thing about life, man. As life goes by, or at least as we get older.
For
we
sure.
have to mature and change our lifestyle, how we see, how we view life.
Yeah.
You change your surroundings, you change your friends.
Yeah.
Because other people don't mature, man. It's something people have to leave behind.
And that's facts.
You just have to change a few things, man. Man. But how's the streets, man?
The streets, man. The streets being the streets, man. We do, you know what I'm saying? When you get into a little concept, or you get to like little what the streets is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? The streets is being the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because the streets is like, you know, some people see the streets as a way to be, it's like a way out.
Yeah.
And some people look at the streets as to be this person because I made it out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like the streets is like just, you know what I mean, you being yourself, whatever you came from, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to prove yourself to be is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? The streets, people going to be out there, parties, they're going to be there throwing parties, the people going to be out there doing what doing the fuck the street shit do.
So
you know what I mean?
Speaking of parties, man, do you think I'm missing out on anything out there? As far as parties, man.
Oh, like, yeah, of course.
They got new clubs out there in Raleigh right now? Raleigh downtown?
Yeah, they got a lot of clubs, man.
New clubs.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
African clubs or just like American shit?
No, they got, as far as African clubs, you know, the African vibes is really coming too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course,
It's the new wave.
Yeah, of course, we got that on lock, yeah.
I mean, but ain't nobody claim no African club. It being like, this is going to be the African besides Faritage. But I'm feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Hispanic clubs is really most close to what African clubs is, you know what I mean?
But they play Afrobeats in Hispanics.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
Because, Hispanic clubs is a place to go. If you want to listen to Afrobeats, you want to listen to like Caribbean, I'm a piano, all that stuff. When you go to Ambies, there's one club called Ambies in downtown. Is
it by Glenwood?
Yeah, it's over there. No, it's Capitol. That's Ambies is a Capitol. They got Patio Lounge. Patio Lounge is close to, like, when you go towards downtown, Mojito Lounge, it changed.
The one on Capitol, is that the one when you go in, it's like you have to tip them, then they dance on you and shit like that, and you buy them drinks.
That, oh, that's patio lounge.
Oh, that's patio lounge.
That's patio lounge. And then there's another one. There's another one. It's Mojito. Mojito lounge now is called Alive or Alive.
Alive.
People call it Alive or Alive, whatever they call it. Me, I call it Alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it's a place where you just have a good time. It's Hispanic clubs. Hispanic clubs are more like black people. Or Africans. I call them Africans. You know what I mean? Because when you go there, you have a good time.
Do they speak English?
Oh, them? Oh, they do, man. Some of them from Dominican, some of them from Spain.
I mean,
some of them from Portuguese, man. Spanish.
I went to one and I forgot whenever that time is that I went to that club.
Yeah.
That party club we just mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
They were not speaking English.
Yeah, some of them are mad shit, but
they only say drink.
Necesito una bolsa. Necesito una bolsa.
Just keep pointing to the bar, like drink. I'm like,
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's the fun about it, man. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when you go out there, you know what I'm saying? Me, I don't know about anybody else, though. For real, like, when I go out there, I feel like when I go out there, I don't really need you to speak English to me, you know what I mean? Because me, I'm trying to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wanna bachata.
You don't want communication? Just
no, we can communicate, but I feel like the vibe that I'm trying to be on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I get there, I'm like, okay, if I have something in my pocket, you know, okay, you wanna get a drink? Because I know how to say, let's get a drink, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, we have necesito una bolsa.
they go to the bar, we get a little drink over there, you know what I'm saying? We are there dancing, bachata, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, then you know,
what's crazy is because they also have, we have Google Translate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can always translate into Spanish and then let them know what's up.
Yeah, but look, I'm not trying to look on a phone, man. I ain't trying to look on a phone. Before I go to the Spanish club, I already studied that whole thing before. I do my homework before I go over there because I know who I'm gonna meet. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, I don't blame you, man. At least you show up ready, man.
Yeah, I gotta show up ready, man. I'm saying you wanna go to the bar, let's go to the bar. You wanna get a drink, let's get a drink, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not no out of your own liking and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just do what you want to do. But I mean, I love to go to Spanish clubs because they're more to like, they always resemble African and, you know Caribbean clubs.
Maybe, just a small maybe. Yeah. I might try something next week.
Yeah.
Just to see that flavor you're talking about, the Spanish club. I want to get the feeling, see what happens out there. You need to. I've not been outside in a very long time.
Yeah.
In Raleigh.
Yeah. Like
I right now, if you tell me to take you to a club, I don't know what club to take you to.
Yeah. I mean, you're really lucky, man. You're lucky, man, because these people are just like, they're just like us, man. You know, like, you know, me, what I feel like, you know, if I go back to home, you know, back to Kenya, the parties that we do over there, then, and not compare with, like, Hispanics, like, you know, not being specific about, you know, it's Spanish people, El Salvador, is Mexico, is Colombia, is, but these people are very reserved as us Africans.
Cool.
They party like us.
All the way.
They if it's from 7 to 7, they do like us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they really like out there, just like, you know, the party, you know, just have a party. Like, you know what I'm saying? We in America because it's always rules over here and everything. But where we from and everything, this is like more conservative and it's more like, you know, because, okay, we make money and we, at the end of the day, we want to be focused. We make money and we also make money from what we earn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? We can celebrate whatever we earn. And we also want to celebrate ourselves because we worked hard and we want to earn something and we want to celebrate that thing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Sure. I feel like, you know, us immigrants or, you know, Hispanics, Africans and who you call it is immigrants, man. We always love how to celebrate what we earn.
All right. Yeah. So with that being said, man, what about the white clubs? It's like on Glenwood. You remember Glenwood used to have those back to back. I mean, not back to back, but door to door.
Clubs. Cornerstone and all that stuff. Yeah,
they still have those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is they popping or not? They dead?
Nah. Man, this is how I feel about them, man. This is them. Nah. It's not it.
You know,
it's
not it. I might agree with you because I know the last time I tried to go to the club, they had a dress code, and the dress code is like you can't rock pants like the one I got on right now.
For sure.
Like they'd be like, oh, these patches, your pants cannot have anything on it.
Yeah, like nothing.
It's
no
just
patches,
nothing. No raggedy on it. Like it's supposed to be just straight.
You can't even have no hair. No hats. You can't have hair on none of that.
I didn't like that. I'm like, yo, this. Yeah. Right now, this year, you're gonna tell me what to put on? Like, I'm bringing business to you.
Yeah.
I'm paying money to get in and buy drinks and have a good time. All that stuff is costing me.
Yeah.
But you're gonna overlook that just to tell me, nah, you can't wear that.
Yeah. And to me, I feel like that's crazy as fuck. You know what I mean?
It is, man. To me, it's stupid.
On reality, I feel like that's more, I won't say no. I'm not trying to get no racism card. I don't pull no racism card, but I feel like if you in there with a purpose, because I know when I've been to Alchemy in downtown, I've been to Cornerstone, I've been to Social Lounge, I've been to, you can name all the clubs I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been a promoter, you know what I'm saying? And also, I've always seen the scenes, how it looks like in downtown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, most of the white people that get in Alchemy, they get a lot of passes, though. They get a lot of passes. You know
as far
mean?
As what, that dress code or the age?
It's just like the dress code.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can find one white person. You can find one white person with the
patches
in it.
Yeah.
He gets a pass.
I'm never surprised.
And a guy... a black person that comes in with like, you know, like ripped jeans and shit, like, you know, that shit is torn up and then, you know, and then they really like, you know, they chest up and shit, like, you know, you can't come in, you know, like they're really trying to like, you know, create a scene, trying to make you look like you're the one that's fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just seen a nigga that walked in before me, a white person that walked in before me
with the same dress
with patches
on
his shorts.
Yeah.
Are you talking about my jeans with patches?
Yeah.
That's not making no sense.
Yeah, that's tripping. They're tripping.
So, and you know, it's like they want you to be this perfect person and then they own people and not them perfect people. You know what I'm saying? When I go there, I remember I'll go there with my friends before that on the daytime, before nighttime comes in. And the daytime, it's like, it's all like, mixed up and messed up, you know what I mean?
Oh, so daytime is not a big deal?
No, it's not a big deal, but it depends on the people that they put over there in that door.
Okay.
Yeah, still, they're not the same people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what one thing I'm going to say, and then, you know, I always say this before, because there's one girl that said it on social media, that place, a Cornerstone, it's not a place where black people need to go to because they always feel threatened or racist about them people. That's what I feel.
Actually, I might agree to that. I might agree to that, man. Because I told you, the last time I went over there, I had a bad experience just on my outfit only, not even anything else.
Yeah.
As soon as you pull to the door, they just stop you right there and let you know, okay, you can't get in just because of...
Yeah, for sure.
What you got on.
For
and
sure,
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's on them, man.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about me because I will never go back. I'm definitely good. You'll never see me back over there again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fuck all that, man. But on a different note, man.
Yeah. On a different note, man, you know, we still concentrate on ourselves and how we move forward with everything. It's not just about them clubs. They're just trying to underrate us.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
That's why.
Yeah. That's why we always create other clubs, man. You know, we got other clubs that's coming up. We got much events, man. Shout out to some of the people that's really realizing how we can do as much as we do.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we just need to move forward to everything.
Okay, okay, okay. I like that, man. And yeah, just like you mentioned to me earlier, man, you became a dad. How do you feel about being a dad right now?
Man.
Do you feel anything change? You feel like a different person? Man. You feel like you became softer now? Like your heart is a beat?
Man, that was life changing, man. Yeah. What I'll say, that was a life changing experience, being a father. You know, I never knew how that feel. And especially, you know, having a daughter is different. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know about having a son. I don't have a son, so. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, having a daughter, it means so much to you, because now you have to think about. Now, first of all, it's not about you.
Obviously.
This is not about you and her. Because at the end of the day, you have to take care of a lady. You as a man, you have to take care of a lady. As you have to raise this girl to be a woman. Not just you. I mean, her mom is there. Her mom is there. She's going to do that too. But I'm saying, now you being a man, I feel like, you know, this is one of the most crazy experiences I'm gonna have, you know, and I'm appreciative, because this is one of the challenges that I have to face as a man.
Yeah,
this is one of the biggest challenges I have to face as a man, because I have to raise a woman, a lady, a daughter, growing up, and then this is and I love it because. God bless me with this girl.
You know, this is the part I kind of like want to challenge you on it a little bit. When you say it's really not about you, it's about your daughter.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also about you, because you have to be mentally there, physically there, and financially there.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
You have to have all these three things in order, and then you take care of the baby. So if you say it's really not about you, then... How do you take care of the baby if you're not in a good position?
Yeah.
I always feel like it's always about you first and then the baby, because you have to make sure you're good. Even your health.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to make sure your health is good. Like, you feel good. Yeah,
and that's true, though. You're right, because, whatever you said is right, because this girl makes me look at things differently.
Yeah.
Since the way she was born, I was there. When she was born, it's like a mindset thing, bro. It's like a mindset thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you have a child getting born and you're there, you know what I'm saying? Because I was there when she was getting, you know what I'm saying? When the baby mother was giving birth, she was getting born. It was like a mindset thing, you know what I'm saying? It felt like, wow, that's crazy, because my mind was blowing up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she came out. And when she came out, I felt like, you know, well, that's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a dad now. And then it's not being me as a dad. You know, it's not just being her or just being me, because everything about her is me.
Definitely.
And everything about me is her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I got to look out for this girl.
Yeah.
I got to, everything that she got going on, her life is me as a dad.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that was a life-changing thing, because God had to give me that so I could realize a lot of stuff. And I really appreciate God for giving that, you know, that little girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm saying it's a life-changing thing, you know. So
does that make you appreciate life more now?
I do.
And it makes you look at life different, right? Before.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it does, because, you know, I feel like, you know, God, everything I look is because of God, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I mean, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I don't think, they say about, you know, get a child after marriage, you know what I mean? Because I come from a family about that, and her family comes from their perspective too.
Yeah.
You gotta get a child after marriage, but we have this child, you know what I mean?
I was about to ask you, Dan. How does your family feel about that? Because usually, you know, African families, they want you to get married before you have kids.
Yeah.
And then you ended up having a kid before marriage. Yeah, did they look at you funny? Like, okay.
That was a challenging experience. I'm not even gonna lie. I was more like, you know, I was so kind of like, you know, I was very, very, very reservative.
Yeah.
With how I'm going to tell my parents that I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
Because I come from family, because, you know, the family I come from is like, you know, you have a child after marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that was kind of a challenging thing for me.
Yeah.
And it was not about my mom, because me and my mom, we are very, close. we are very close, you know.
Okay.
I would tell my mom that, but, you know, me and my mom, we talk about it today and tomorrow we're good. But my dad is what it is, because my dad comes from a different kind of family. And it would be kind of crazy how I'm going to approach him and tell him, like, you know, I'm having a child without marriage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So her family is good. Her family is good. She spoke to her family, and I was trying to still talk to my family about how I'm going to approach everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually I had to, you know, break my thought, you know what I'm saying, talk to my dad and tell him, you know what I'm saying, you know, my girl is pregnant, you know, I got my child on.
Are you scared?
You know? I won't say scared, but I would say like I was... kind of backing up out of, because I didn't want no drama. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want no drama on both sides.
On both sides, yes. Type. Now, okay, me knowing you, I'm trying to figure out. So the first time, I'm trying to picture, the first time your girlfriend probably told you, I think I missed my period.
Yeah.
How did you take that? Were you like, get the hell out of here, man. You bullshit.
I was mad.
And then?
I ain't going to lie. I was mad.
You was mad?
I was mad. I was like,
so your first reaction was like,
I was frustrated.
Yeah. Was you like, all right, if you missed your period and we're probably pregnant, we're going to get rid of you?
Actually, this already happened. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been like this woman for a minute. I love this woman for a minute. I took this girl for Valentine's, man. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know we was going to have a baby, you know what I mean? But I been love this woman, you know what I'm saying? I been love this woman. I took her out. I took her to Virginia Beach. And after Virginia Beach, the Valentine's, everything, 2 weeks later, she said she, whatever you say, she disappeared. I felt like, you know, she told me that. I felt like that was just a regular thing, because that's my... Out of extinct and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, she missed a period, mate. Maybe you can come back and, you know,
no big deal.
Time. You know, it can be 3 weeks and all. But three weeks was done, and I felt like she was pregnant for real, for real. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she went and took a pregnancy test the first time. It said no. And you know me, I'm like, I'm very, because I'm like, how you miss your period for 3 weeks? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the pregnancy test that you took, it said, no, we're going to have to goddamn go to the hospital so you can take a pregnancy test, because you can't miss
your period for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit don't make no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Let's go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell us.
Yeah.
So she went to the hospital and they told her she was pregnant, like, whoa, 4 weeks.
Jeez.
And then the first time.
Yo, your heart started pumping now.
Yeah, now I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. Like, you know, I'm like, you know, okay, this about to happen. Like, this is about to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not the type of person to like force a girl to
keep the pregnancy.
Keep the pregnancy or do whatever she wanna do.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't voting on these elections, because it's some people are voting, they voting on abortion and some people not voting on abortion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This presidency shit is crazy. So She's not one of them. She don't support abortion.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She don't support abortion. I was not ready, and she was that person that she had to convince me to accept what's there.
So was that your first option? About
my first option, I really, like, to be honest, man, I was never that person to be like, you know, this is what I want to be, because I'm only 20. I'm 26.
I don't want to. I was never expecting to have a child at 26.
But usually, you know, that's what happens with men.
Yeah, I know. I know. And mostly it's not a plan. I understand. It just happens. And I understand that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I never accepted what the outcome came in. That was a blessing. To me, whatever is going on right now,
it's a blessing.
It's a blessing that will never change it for anything, because that child that I have right now,
it's a blessing.
It's the biggest blessing I ever had. And I think God communicated. He don't got to communicate to me. He communicated in different ways. He spoke to me in a different way, but that child was a blessing, because me, I was never ready. But she was never ready herself. But we decided to keep that baby. And that baby being a blessing to me. And
I like that. Does that make you think of marriage?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you want to get married?
Of course. Marriage is a different story, but man, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later, man. We're going to get to that marriage stuff, man. Marriage be crazy, man. Hey.
He's happy right now, man. He don't want to get married, man. He's still out here, man.
We can get married to that. That's a story, man. You know, hey, man. Hey, marriage is a different story. But I mean, I do perceive marriage as a different thing, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because some people see marriage as a business.
It is.
Some people see it as a business.
It is a business.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at it, though. Like, if you look at the... I read this article. When you look at the marriage conceptive, like everything that's going on right now, the divorce rate...
It's high.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, what's the reason of you getting married if you're going to get divorced? You might as well just stay together and have kids and raise the kids together. Because marriage, okay, you get married because, okay, this is my wife. The business she got is mine. Whatever he got is mine.
No.
Because that's how I feel like marriage is.
Nah, this is even a better question.
Yeah.
So how comes people don't get married when they broke? How comes people don't get married
when they broke?
When they broke,
that's a good question right there.
Because now we want to say, okay,
yeah,
marriage is not a business.
Yeah.
So how comes people don't get married when they broke? Because now you know I ain't got shit.
Yeah.
You ain't got shit neither. So yeah. Let's get married.
So yeah.
Because now you already know if you divorce me,
yeah,
you get nothing.
Yeah.
But you don't see that happening.
But think about it though.
Yes.
Who between a man and a woman, who proposes the marriage the most? Like who makes it's it like
the females?
Who makes it like we gotta get married the most?
It's the
like
female.
Who, why?
Marriage.
What do you think that is?
Weddings. Weddings are for women.
Yeah.
They wanna be seen.
Yeah.
They wanna let it out to our friends and their families and whoever else out there to be known. Like, yo, my man is. This is my man. I'm getting married to this guy, and this guy has this kind of money or whatever she wanna show out there.
Yeah.
So the females always push up for this type of thing.
Yeah.
The men always hold back. Like, ah, shit, man. Let's
just. You gotta chill out, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what the vibe going on and stuff like that.
But the women keep pushing.
Yeah.
That's why you see most of the time, even when you get in an argument with a female, they always tell you, "Hey, I don't see a ring on my finger. I don't see a ring on my finger."
Exactly.
You never see no man telling a female like that, hey,
exactly.
I don't see no ring on my finger.
And I ain't telling kind of, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying it's some good females out there.
Of course. No, not all men
It's some good females out there. And I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, we ain't speaking on none crazy there, you know what I'm saying, but the other good females, because it's some good females over there, but it's some females that they don't give a fuck. How much you put into the effort that you put over there, they still can't appreciate. They can't appreciate none.
That's true.
You can do whatever you do, like you know, back home how we call Juakali. You know, Juakali, you do whatever you do to satisfy the woman, but the woman never see it because she probably her head is like she wants somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So I mean. I feel like before you start dating a woman, this is what I came to realize. Before you start dating a woman, to me, it's like the woman supposed to feel you. It's like more like a mindset thing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
because these women, it's not more mindset, it's more like physical.
It's the bag.
In this generation. The bag, the physical, and all that.
I think right now, even the physical doesn't matter as much. Yeah. You have seen ugly men with nice women, like nice, yeah, good-looking women, yeah, because they have the bag. Most women, if you approach them and they know you got money,
yeah,
automatically they want you.
Yeah,
they're rolling with you.
Yeah,
but if they find out you have no money,
yeah, they don't fuck with you.
They don't fuck with you.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So that changes everything.
Yeah,
but to me, I look at it like this.
Yeah,
if I'm trying to date a female, I'm trying to learn everything from her to her family.
Yeah,
that's how I know if you're crazy. If your family has some type of diseases that's genetic,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? I want to see the disabled people in your family, you know what I mean? I want to see if your family is coming from a broke family.
Yeah.
That probably if I marry you, this is all going to be my luggage, because now I got to take care of you and your family, because they're not doing well in life. Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean? So yeah, this is the stuff that people do end up bypassing, because whoever you're talking to probably look good.
Yeah.
So you're like, damn, she look good. I gotta make up mine.
Yeah.
Cool.
But you don't know about it.
But you don't know the other side.
You feel me?
Yeah. So once you cross the line, now you're stuck in there. You're trapped.
Yeah.
Now you gotta deal with all that. And that's why you see when even when you try to make amendments with your girl, it becomes hard. Because why? Because half family is giving up pressure. Like, yo, tell him to send money over here.
Yeah.
Tell him to buy us a car.
Yeah.
Tell him to take us on a trip. Like, all this stuff becomes your problem.
Yeah.
It's like, now you got to take care of you and also your family where you're coming from, because you have a dad and mom and brothers and sisters. You got to take care of that. Yeah. Not only that, now you have your own. You have your wife and probably your kids.
Yeah.
And then her family members too. Like, my God, how much can you handle, man?
You can't handle all that shit.
That's too much for you.
That's crazy, man. That's too much, man. Yeah. As a man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, you're going to end up on the street being a brokey.
Yeah.
I mean, so, people tend not to look or pay attention to where the female is coming from.
For sure.
They just look at what they see right here, the physical looks of the female. Yeah, like, the cute the face.
Yeah.
I mean, the nice titties. Oh,
the shit that they say. The shit that they say. You know, like, the shit they say that, you know, I'm fucking with you, like, you know, all that stuff, but...
Bullshit.
But this is what I feel like, though. But, I mean, I really agree with everything you just said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything you just said is straight clear. But also, the other thing is this. Like, you know, I would never put anything on anybody. As far as I'm saying is this, because it's some females really, like, you know, it's females looking for the man that they seek, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's men that they seek the woman that they looking for, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
So you try to say everybody has that type?
This generation right now, you gotta choose a side, because this generation is like Gen Z, millennials, and X. This is like different generations right now, because as far as like old people, you have to have money to get a woman that you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is just old people, man. Right now, as the situation is, you have to have money to take care of the woman that you want. Because these women will not take care. These women want somebody that can take care of them, because they can't afford it.
That's true. But not all women.
Though. Not all of them. Not all of them. Some women can afford it.
Yeah.
But these women don't want to work at all. They want to have a nigga that can take care of them.
Yeah.
They don't want to go to work.
Yeah, we got those.
There's women, there's boss ladies. I call them boss ladies. They just...
Bosses, yes.
She can take care of you and herself. But as a man, you don't want that. I'm going to speak for myself. I don't know everybody else. But me, if I have a woman that's a boss lady and she can take care of herself, I cannot do that.
Well, no, but wait.
Yeah.
Wait. She can take care of me in what way? Like, she got
no,
the
she
house
like, she and... got money. She don't want you to go to work or...
Oh, no, no.
Or maybe she can supply... she can buy you stuff and shit like that. She's making more money than you.
She can make all the money more than me. That's cool. That's not an issue to me. But the point is, I'm not staying home being on house.
Oh, like, no. Or like a house... Yeah, house boy.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you can make more money than me, but I have to get up in the morning and make shit happen, because at the end of the day, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm in the house, my lady has to get up in the morning and I'm left in the house just sleeping, doing nothing, that's gonna make me feel less of a man.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And you'll notice that because when your female comes in, whatever she says, you'll have to do it. Why? Because she provides.
Mm-hmm.
So you become like a low-key a slave to her. You know what I mean? Because whenever you disagree, she'll tell you, so who pays the bills over here?
See, and then she disrespects you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's the disrespect. And she can do that before in front of everybody. Exactly. And that's going to make you look like
that's
somebody.
What I'm telling, personally, I will never accept that.
Yeah.
I have to do something. I have to do something.
Okay, so, in terms of, like, you being the person that has more money than the female, or your female has more money than you, how do you feel about that?
To me, it doesn't matter who has more money than what. Because when I marry you, we become one. That's why you have my last name.
Mm-hmm.
We become one. Everywhere we go, we go together. See, when you go to sleep, you sleep with me. You sleep right beside me. You know what I mean? Everywhere we go, you got my last name. You're married. You're my wife.
Yeah.
We have kids. Yeah. I'm the man. You're the woman.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the money doesn't matter because it's our money.
For sure.
We help each other in this family.
For sure.
So to me, it doesn't matter who has more money. That brings more money to the table.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of us respecting each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I give you your respect, you give me my respect, and then we do what we need to do for our family to work and make it happy for us.
For sure.
That's what that matters to me. So when it comes to that money part, like someone is looking down on you because he or she is making more money than you, it will never work. It's always going to be a challenge. It's always going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you didn't marry me for the money.
That's facts. That's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
If you marry me for the money, then I'm the wrong guy for you because you're making more than me.
But you know, some of these people don't know that.
That's why they have to watch this show and learn.
Yeah, I mean, and that's true. And that's true, too.
Yes, you have to watch this show online. And, matter of fact, we were supposed to take a shot for that, man.
It's a good show, man. Look, man. This is your show, man. You know,
I got my shit ready, man. Come on.
I got you, man. Let me.
Yeah, we have to teach these people what's up, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. You know, matter of fact, but going back to what you just said, bro,
I want to go back to what you just said because I feel like that's a very big topic.
It is a big topic, but I wish we had a female guest.
A female guest that would be more helpful. Yeah,
exactly, a different
maybe
opinion.
next time, man, you could invite somebody, you know.
Definitely.
But to me, I feel like, you know, that would have been very, very helpful because hearing their own opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
But us as men, we supposed to, me, myself, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I was raised a Christian. I was baptized a Christian. I was molded as a being a Christian. You know what I mean? So I know so many ways how to be a Christian. And the thing is this, because I have every my own perspectives about every being a man is how to be a man. You cannot, as a woman, think like you can control a man.
I agree.
A man was supposed to provide. A man was supposed to lead. And a man was supposed to be the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can make as much money as she can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can make as much money as she can in a house.
Yes.
But still, when you go back to the house, the man that you was married to or the man that you in there with is the man of the house.
Yes.
You can never make that man feel like he's not that person. You know what I mean?
True.
So I feel like that man is still going to be the man. Because me as a person, me, I was raised, me from Kenya, everywhere I went to, a man supposed to lead and as a man supposed to be the man of the house. You know what I mean?
You know what's interesting about that?
Yeah.
It's because you coming from a family that had, you was raised with a dad and a mom.
Yeah.
Remember, there's people raised with only moms.
Yeah.
Single
That's
mothers.
For sure. That's for sure.
So they don't know what a man is supposed to do because there was no man in their lives.
Yeah.
The mom had no man and you had no dad.
Yeah.
So when you get into a relationship, how would you know what a man's supposed to do?
I mean, this is like, you know, it's self-transformed because the only person, the dominant person in a relationship is the man, not the woman.
You know that because you're coming from a two-parent house.
Yeah.
This lady or this person is coming from a one-parent house. They know the woman is still the domain because there's no man. The
but woman tries to please both sides. But okay, and that's the other thing. That's what I was about to say. Like, you know, we all believe in different stuff. You know, everybody has different beliefs. You know what I mean? Some people believe in other stuff, spiritual. Some people believe in, you know, God. Some people, everybody got different beliefs. You know what I mean? And I don't judge nobody on their own stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Everybody got their own belief.
That's true.
But what I'm saying though, what you just said is like, you know, some people was raised with one person as a dad, or one people raised with one mom, one dad. But the thing is this, one thing we will never change is between a man and a woman. A man and a woman is two different people.
Yes.
A man and a woman, a man is supposed to be the person that leads the family.
Yes.
That one will never change because, I mean, masculinity and feminine, you will see who's the person to lead the family.
Yes.
Something happens in a family, who's the first person to be involved?
It's the man.
It's the man.
Yeah.
So a person grows in a family, me and my wife. If me and my wife is there, the first person, if somebody comes to rob the family, it's me that I'm going to involve myself, right?
But
it's the masculinity in me.
Yes.
So the thing is this. It's not the woman will run away. We're going to say the truth. If something gets involved in the house,
yeah,
something, like somebody jumps in the house and trying to do some crazy shit, the women will run away. And they will run to the man of the house. Don't matter if she's a boss lady or not.
Yes.
They will look for the man of the house.
Yes.
So it's the masculinity of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It's two different things.
It is. Yeah. It is. Now, what happens if the man runs faster before the women?
That's crazy. Then I feel like that's crazy as fuck. Because
does that make that man a feminine?
If a man runs and leaves the family alone...
Yeah, let's say, for example, there's someone breaking into the house.
And then he runs and leaves the family over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a feminine. That's a feminine. I call that a woman, too. I call that one a woman. That one is a woman. I cannot even say nothing about that. That one is a woman. You run and you leave your own family over there. That's a woman.
That's the family behind. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna see you later, man.
I'm gonna see you later, man. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna run, man.
I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, man. That's a woman. That's a woman. I feel like that's a woman.
Y'all gonna be all right, man. Oh yeah, shit is crazy, man. Shit is crazy, man.
Oh yeah,
but it do happen. That shit like that happens sometimes, man. Yeah. Shit like that happens sometimes, man.
For sure, and it does, and it's just like people gotta. You gotta have to. What I came to realize, me as a person, I'm gonna speak for myself.
Yeah.
I realized that first thing is like, you know, first you have to look around you. When you look around you, not everybody is there for you, and not everybody wants the best for you. You know what I mean?
Facts.
You really have yourself. And then, if you ever want to have a woman, you really have to have a woman that's in the same concept with you, because your woman's supposed to be the day one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's the one supposed to push you to be the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if you ever want to have a child with that woman, that's going to be the mother of your child. That's the woman that's going to push you to be the better person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, you being yourself, your siblings, they're going to have their own life. Your parents going to have their own life. Your wife or the woman that you're messing with or you fucking with or having a relationship with supposed to be the woman that pushes you to be that better person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If she is not that type of person, then she's a fuck person. You just messing with her. You know what I mean? But if you have that person and she pushes you to be that better person,
that's the woman that shows you different.
I agree.
If you have kids with that person, that's a very big project right there. Because now you have kids together. Now, when you have kids together, it's like, that's the person that raises your child when you're not around.
Obviously.
When you're around, I mean, when she's not around, you raise the child, right? But now she raises your child when you're not around. I tell people most of the times, me what I learned this past few months, you know, I learned, like, you know,
yeah,
this past few months, I felt like, you know, I have so much potential, man. Thanks to the girl that's raising my daughter, man. She loves that child so much, and and she tells me, you know, sometimes I don't. I mean, as a man, this is my first time child. She, that's the first time child for her. You know what I mean? So she tells me a lot of stuff that I don't know, and sometimes I can observe some stuff about that kid that I tell her. You know, but she loves her so much that I know, like, wow, I made a child with somebody that I respect.
Yeah.
And she knows that she made a child with somebody I respect, you know what I'm saying? Because we all have that child, man.
Yeah.
So when you make a child with somebody, you have to know that person. Because some people don't have the best interest. Example, child support. Ooh. I never support child support.
Ooh.
If somebody puts you on child support, it means that the motherfucker hates you.
That is a problem, yeah. That's an issue.
If somebody puts you on child support, I think that motherfucker hates you.
But remember, yeah, there's also deadbeat dads.
It is. Yeah, it is.
There's deadbeat moms too. Yeah, true.
Deadbeat moms too.
True. But you see, in most cases, men who are on child support compared to females.
Yeah.
Or women.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm speaking of deadbeat dads, because they mostly on child support.
Yeah.
What about them? They have to be on child support or something, right? Because they're deadbeats.
Deadbeats gotta be on child support.
Yeah.
If you're not there for your kids, man, of course, man, you gotta throw some money in, because the woman is struggling by herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Okay. Before the child support, okay, if you're a deadbeat dad, if you're not there for your child, think of what you're gonna go through when the child grows up and finds that you was not doing nothing for.
Yeah, that's the part I don't think about.
It's not even child support. Okay, maybe you're paying $300 a month or $200 a month until she's 18. But think about when that child grows up to be that 18-year-old girl and finds out that you as a dad did not participate in anything that she was doing. Nothing. You know how that shit hit?
That shit
maybe hits. Maybe the girl gonna be an athlete. Maybe she gonna be doing something and she's making more money. Because, you know, most of these athletes and most these singers never had a dad.
Most of them.
If you think about it.
Yes. But check this out though.
Yeah.
And this is gonna sound a bit different.
Yeah.
Remember, some of these people, when they make kids, they're not in their right space when it comes to financially.
Yeah.
Or mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They probably were just doing it for fun, and then boom, they got a baby. Yeah. Even though we know there's a high chance when you're doing it, a baby can be producing there if you're not using protection.
Yeah.
Now, when this happens, and this guy, it feels like, okay, I'm not ready for this because mentally I'm not there.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I can be a dad right now.
Yeah.
And then secondly, financially,
it's
not there neither.
Yeah,
because he don't have the bag.
Yeah,
to raise a kid.
Yeah,
or even create a home for the whole family now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So this guy chooses to walk away
from the family.
From the family at that very moment, and then later on, he gets in a better space in life.
Yeah,
now he's financially good. Now mentally he's okay.
Yeah,
and then how you wanna come back and try to help out? Is that too late? There's no second chances?
It's too late.
You think so?
It's too late, man. But if you was never there when the See, that's the problem.
But it's the situation. It's not necessarily just me. It's the situation. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I was beat up. Like, some of these people, like, if you ever meet these, some of these deadbeat dads and they explain to you why they did what they did, why they had to walk away, sometimes it makes sense.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have nothing and they want to walk away because of...
That's what I'm saying. Even mentally, they were not there.
Yeah.
So there's pretty much nothing they could do. It's better off just walk away. And then when they got in a better space, they came back. Like, you know what? I think I'm okay now. I think
it's still too late.
I don't think it's too late because it's also second chances in life.
It could be second. Yeah, and that's true, though. It's second chances in life. But if you claim... Okay. I'm gonna give you a good example. You know.
Okay.
A good example. Look at life. Look at life.
Yeah.
Maybe I got it from the mud, man. You know, I got it from like the low, man. You know what I'm saying? Because some people get it from.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Not the picture, man. We get it from the mud. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You. Trying to have a way out from that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you need a support. As a man, you need a support. Your dad comes. Your dad is supposed to be... Your dad is supposed to be number one. Because if you trying to have a way out from whatever is going on, maybe your dad don't have a... Maybe he has a way, but it's too long. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying? But you have... You want to speed that thing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe you want a way out fast. I'm not saying because he can do it, but I'm saying maybe you want to do it fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If your dad can't do it like that, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he was not able to and you was raised with your mom because some people raised by their moms and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if your dad comes back to your life when you got it now,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, you just give that man a chance. Not just to be your dad. If he don't gotta be your dad. But still, he's the one that gave birth to you.
That's the thing I was saying. Because there's being a dad.
Yeah.
And there's being a father.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, to me, I believe in second chances in life.
Yeah.
This guy fucked up in the beginning. Uh-huh. Because of whatever reason, only him can tell you what he was going through at that very particular time.
Yeah.
Now he's coming back to rectify all the shit that he fucked up in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying shit will be good now.
Yeah.
Like it's, oh, hallelujah, like everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
Not really, because now he has a lot of
stuff going on.
Yeah, it's so much stuff in the back that he left out. Now he has to catch up.
Yeah.
He's playing catch up in someone who's probably, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
They already know what's going on in life.
For sure.
So the simple fact is he came back and he accepted his mistake.
Yeah.
And now he want to rectify that problem. Mm-hmm. I believe this person is a second chance. Let him have it. That's almost the same thing as someone getting his wife or his girlfriend pregnant, ending up getting locked up. Serve time. Maybe you're locked up for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. So by the time you come back home, your son is 10, 11 years old.
You think that's the same though?
Yeah. It's not the same, but it's almost like the same because this guy is not there for the son or the child.
Yeah.
And this other person walked away and is not there for the child either.
So, okay, what do you think about if that woman have another husband? Now he's going to be like a step husband. How you feel about that?
I mean, yeah.
Your child being raised with another stepdad. How you feel about that?
You fucked up, right?
No, I mean, okay, I won't say that, but I'm saying.
No.
How do you feel like your child being raised by us?
No, you can't feel any way because you're the one who fucked up in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. It's your mistakes.
Yeah.
Your mistakes has consequences to it.
For sure.
This is part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got locked up. Guess what? Your woman moved on. She got another man, and the other man is not raising your son. So
you don't think that's fucked up?
It is fucked up, but what is she supposed to do? If she end up falling in love with somebody else?
But it's not about them fucking in love. You know what I'm saying? Falling in love, but that's crazy. But I'm saying your child. It's about your child.
It is. Listen, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
Who's raising your child?
Them. When you
No, wait. Who's raising your child in the first place? It's the mother. the one you're supposed to be with, but you're not with because you're locked up, right?
Yeah.
So since you're locked up, and you're probably locked up for a longer time, maybe 10, 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, that's
she has to move on. Yeah, she's not going to sit right there and wait for you for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She has to move on. Moving on, that means there's another man coming to the picture.
What if she moves on with another person, but you're not locked up?
You still have the right to be a dad?
Yeah, but I'm saying...
It doesn't stop you from being a dad.
What if he's moving like a dad? Over there.
Listen,
and,
as long as you have a child with anybody and this person moves on with another man, that man will always be like a daddy to your child, whether you like it or not.
For sure.
It will always happen. That's how the system works.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? So you better hope.
Sure.
You better hope both of you stick together, because if you don't, someone else has to come in and this other person will always be like a daddy to your child, whether you like it or not. You're still going to be in the picture. But since you're not there 24/7, guess what?
Somebody else is going to pick that spot.
Yeah. So whenever you're not there, this guy has to play the daddy part for you.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
That's crazy, man.
It is.
That's how life is.
That's how life works. Yeah.
And then,
So you better hope you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, you and your baby mama stick together. Otherwise, there's going to be another man.
I will never stand as somebody else raise my child, man.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I can do that. I mean, I'm tribal. Me, I'm tribal. You know, I'm very tribal. I will never stand somebody raise my child. You know, I think I will go nuts.
You will go nuts, but if it happens,
I won't stand it. So I'm saying I will never expect that, and I hope whatever. I mean.
But you know, even life happens. Even life happens.
Yeah.
Because even right now, when you say you don't want to do that, you never know. You might be the same person that end up falling in love with somebody else. Be like, damn.
Facts, though.
I got to marry this lady, man. You know what I mean? So, now, if you take another woman, guess what? This woman has to move on also, right?
For sure.
So she has to get another man.
Yeah.
And there goes. The man now will come in and become a side daddy to your child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can never know, man.
You never know, man.
Yeah, life happens.
Life teaches you a lot.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what's up, man.
Life happens. You can never control life, man. Life is just something. It's the unknown.
Yeah.
Life is the unknown. Because not even tomorrow, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we look forward for tomorrow, but at the same time, it's
some
an
people can't see tomorrow. You see tomorrow. You're just appreciative of what's going on.
Yes, when you say tomorrow, you appreciate tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. There's always going to be people who will not wake up to see the next day.
Yeah.
That's how life works. There's going to be people, even like right now, this is nighttime. So tomorrow morning, there's going to be people who are alive tonight that they're not going to exist tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's just how life works. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't stop it. You can't control it.
And you can't do nothing about that.
Can't do nothing about it. You just appreciate God for your life, because you're still living.
And that's facts. And that's facts.
Yeah, man.
You can never change or done nothing about that, man. You know, I really appreciate God. I appreciate God, you know what I'm saying? You teach me a lot, man. You know, everything that I ever learned in this life since I was born.
Hey, welcome to life, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, guys. You got to appreciate, man. That's the note for today, man. We want to thank everybody, man. Thank you guys for watching this show. We want to thank Brio for coming for a good episode on Saturday, not even Friday. I'm about to say Friday.
It was a Saturday.
Saturday night.
You don't know the fuck.
Yes.
No,
I know, man. Brio has to go because he has a party to host.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't want to keep holding him. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Brio, for coming through.
Appreciate
it's been
know,
a
sir.
good episode. And on that note, I'm going to see you guys on the next one.
What's up?
Delaware Alpha, man. I love the Kolonyango hapa hivi.
Chafua meza. Tuko Nairobi tunachafua meza. Chafua meza. Tuko in the city chafua meza. Don kings in the building. Don kings in the building. Chafua meza. Tuko Nairobi tunachafua meza. Chafua meza. Tuko in the city chafua meza. Don kings in the building.